Good morning, this is Radha and Addy with your ADMZ lines.
In local news, health experts are calling for permanent pill testing after highly potent synthetic opioids were detected in Australian wastewater for the first time. AMA Queensland President Dr. Nick Yim warns that these substances pose a severe public health risk and are fatal in tiny doses. These findings underscore the urgent need for harm reduction strategies, Dr. Yim said. If pill testing can save even one life, it is money well spent. GEQ Point pill testing has detected deadly nitazenes responsible for overdose deaths nationwide in the water. Of the 800 drug samples tested, 1 in 10 contain unexpected psychoactive substances. Experts warn that rising economic pressures are driving people to buy unregulated medicines, risking exposure to opioids up to 40 times stronger than fentanyl.
In national news, corporate administrators have taken control over preschool provider Genius Childcare after nearly a decade of complaints from staff, children and parents. The owner of Genius Childcare, Darren Mosqueda, has himself been accused of failing to pay superannuation and to pay employees on time. Various state regulators have also found repeated child health and safety breaches. While worries about the company's financial state have existed since late 2017, administrators have now moved in due to media investigation into the company's practices and staff walkouts. For the time being, administration has taken control and are operating 6 out of 11 remaining centres in Australia, with Genius Childcare continuing to operate the rest. In international news, a North Dakota jury has found that international environmentalist group Greenpeace, responsible for defaming and inciting criminal acts against American oil and gas giant Energy Transfer Partners. The company sued Greenpeace over its involvement in the Dakota Access Pipeline protests in 2017. Experts and Greenpeace itself have expressed concerns over judicial corruption preceding the trial, alleging that over half of the jurors had ties to the fossil fuel industry, with a trial monitoring committee releasing a statement calling the trial deeply flawed. Many constitutional scholars remain concerned about the legal ramifications of the trial on free speech and protest in the United States.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of showers. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We're back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter at 4ZZZ.org.au.